800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Pelosi-Biden regime is destroying our economy with reckless spending. Charlie Kirk here. That's not even worthy of being called news. So what should Americans do to preserve your hard-earned cash? Well, there's an under-the-radar investment the richest people in America use to protect their wealth during times like this. It's one of the oldest and most stable asset classes of all time, and thanks to a new revolutionary tech platform, everyday Americans can finally access it for the first time. So what is it? High-end art. In fact, contemporary art outperformed other assets like gold, real estate, and the S&P 500 by nearly twofold from 1995 to 2020. That's amazing considering this historic bull run we just saw. A lot of people are trying to hedge their portfolios so they have a wait list, but my audience is in great luck. We have a special link to let listeners jump to the front of the line. So go to masterworks.io/Kirk. That is masterworks.io/Kirk. Before deciding to invest, carefully review the important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. 5. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. 369-1321, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Strikers in Haiti protest the country's lack of security after the kidnapping of American missionaries.
U.S. officials are working with Haitian authorities, attempting to secure the release of 12 adults and 5 children with a U.S.-based missionary group. Police say they were abducted Saturday by a gang notorious for killings, kidnappings, and extortion. The streets of Haiti's capital were quiet and largely empty Monday, as thousands of workers angry about the nation's lack of security went on strike. The kidnapping of the missionaries comes just days after high-level American officials visited Haiti and promised more resources to help reduce gang violence. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Biden is remembering General Colin Powell as a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president expressed his deep sadness over Powell's death and declared that the former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State embodied the highest ideals of both warrior and diplomat. Mr. Biden said Powell put country before self, and it earned him the universal respect of the American people. Flags were lowered at the White House and State Department, and the president ordered them to remain at half-staff through sunset on Friday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jury selection has begun in Georgia, where hundreds of people were ordered to report for what could be a long, laborious effort to find jurors for the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery. Graphic video of the slaying of the 25-year-old black man in 2020 sparked a national outcry. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes. Prosecutors say Arbery was merely jogging in the defendant's neighborhood outside the port city of Brunswick. Defense attorneys insist the three men on trial committed no crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 36 points, but the NASDAQ rose 124, the S&P 500 advanced 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Steve Sisolak is at home resting comfortably after being involved in a car crash. The two-car crash happened about 1 yesterday afternoon at Rainbow and Russell. Sisolak and the other driver suffered minor injuries and were both taken to University Medical Center. The governor was released several hours later. The intersection was closed briefly, but no other details are available. A portion of the downtown Arts District is turning into Tech Alley on Saturday. Las Vegas city officials say it's hosting its monthly get-together for the startup community, which is expected to draw some 120 people. The event began over the summertime in order to help the city's more than 1,200 startups, which have combined for a value of some $4 billion. Tech Alley will be hosting a number of venues downtown from 10 to 4 on Saturday. Once or twice during the NFL season, all the favorites covered, dealing the sports books a bad day. Yesterday was one of those days, a great day for sports bettors. Yeah, knock wood on that. Local sportsbook officials called it a bloodbath for them. The favorites went 7-0 in the early games and 8-4. Overall, including the Raiders upset win.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Heavy volumes on the 15 right now, northbound at Tropicana, southbound at Oakey. Look for some congestion on the Interstate 15 southbound transition ramp, the one that goes past Allegiant Stadium there near Russell, and lane restrictions causing delays, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you for a Monday, October the 18th. Our condolences to the family and friends of General Colin Powell, a great American. Didn't agree with his politics all the time, but he is definitely a hero, at least when it comes to me. I've always admired him. The first black Secretary of State, and so many firsts about General Colin Powell, dead at the age of 84. Joining us now, Victor Jakes, and I'm always glad to have him on a Monday because we got it's like the slate is clean and we get to fill it up with really interesting stuff. He is the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. First of all, Victor, how you doing? How was your weekend?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kevin. Great to be with you. Hope you had a good weekend.
Kind of a windy day to be out and about, but hey, we survived somehow, some way. Let me just ask you about the Biden who stole Christmas column, which I thought was fascinating. I don't pretend to understand all these container ships that are out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean waiting to come into the port of Los Angeles, the port of Long Beach. Can you talk a little bit about your column and your thoughts on what we're facing out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, last week, a White House official told Reuters that people should expect to not find everything at Christmas. And they're setting the stage now, you know, for 2 months from now that, you know, if you're looking for it, it may not be there, guys. And they're trying to let people, and a big part of that is the container shortage for the ships backed up at the port. There's a trucking shortage. And, you know, a lot of this comes down to the situation that Biden has created by doling out money to people for not working. Guess what? A lot of people took him up on the offer, and they've decided not to work. And as a result, the Biden administration is trying to tell people, hey, Christmas is going to be a little light on the gifts this year.
Have they yet tried to pin this on Trump and the Trump administration policies?
Well, you know, what they said is inflation is actually a good thing, because it means more people are going back to work, and that's the cause of the inflation, is that people are going back to work, so they have money to buy things. But I remember under the Trump administration, we had both no inflation and a low, not no inflation, but, you know, a normal amount of inflation and low unemployment. So you certainly can do both, and to try and say that, oh, somehow this is a good thing is just absurd.
Victor, is there a connection, though? There's got to be a connection to the pandemic. All these plants, these manufacturing plants overseas in China, in Vietnam, they're closed. They're not operating at all. They're not making toys or anything else.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, certainly there were shutdowns, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. But really, what we have right now is kind of just a major backup at the port facility. And you know, part of that is you know, the unions there don't work 24/7. It's not automated. They kind of have their foot on the hose line there, trying to slow things down or slowing things down. But also trucking. You know, there is just a shortage of truckers right now, and I think part of it is that trucking is really hard work. It takes you away from your family, and you know, so when you're telling people, hey, you cannot work and still get paid. Guess what? A lot of people who would have turned to trucking would have said, well, I got to have a job. And even though this is a kind of a tough job, I'm going to take it. Say, well, you know, I'll kind of wait. I'll see what happens going forward. And so I think that really plays a part.
Tomorrow we're supposed to visit with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. I'll get his spin on why this is. I am curious, though. The president, I think it was on Wednesday, said they're going to go 24/7 operation-wise, and they're going to begin doing that. They've been doing it in the port of Los Angeles, I think, and they're going to Long Beach with it, or vice versa. Is that going to help at all? That seems like not a lot. It just doesn't sound like it's going to work. That it's a Band-Aid approach.
Yeah, it's really something that kind of sounds better than it is. The problem is that they can unload the ships, but if the trucks aren't there to take the containers, then it doesn't matter. And basically the truckers are saying, well, look, if I show up at 3 a.m., I've got nowhere to deliver this container to, and so why would I show up at 3 a.m.? And so I think you're going to run into kind of that logistical difficulty. And there was a logistics expert who talked to the Washington Post, and he basically said it's just window dressing. They don't expect anything to change.
So the talk that this isn't going to get any better until spring of next year is highly possible?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, beyond Christmas, beyond Christmas and New Year's and all that, and into the spring, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think we're talking about that with inflation. I think you're talking about that with delays. I mean, obviously, once the holiday season ends, you know, you think there would be less things to ship, and that might help. But, the Biden administration kept saying, oh, this is transitory. And now they're saying, they're basically saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be around for a while, guys. Get used to it.
That's incredible. By the way, speaking of the Biden administration, Kamala Harris has been in Las Vegas, was scheduled to be in Las Vegas today. I haven't seen any news clips or anything from it. I don't know. Have you seen anything, any of her comments here in Vegas?
I haven't seen anything yet. I know she was here to talk about Lake Mead and the water crisis. And, certainly that's something worth talking about. And, it's funny, if we're going to spend money on infrastructure, something really good to spend infrastructure-wise would be trying to shore up the water situation in the West. I don't know if that's a pipeline that goes east to west. I don't know if that's desalination plants in along the coast of California. But, if you're going to spend a ton of money from the government, that would actually be something useful to spend it on.
I thought Michael McDonald had the right spin in some comments he made that, this is the same administration that has screwed up the pandemic. They have screwed up all kinds of different problems. And do we want them messing with our water now? Is that going to be the answer, that the federal government's going to fix it? The Biden administration is going to fix it?
Yeah, no, it's a real good point. I mean, obviously their track record has been just a complete disaster, and so you just have to see what they're going to say. I mean, the states have been working very hard at it, trying to conserve, trying to divvy up the water. I think you could make a good case that there is a role for some major infrastructure investments in terms of just generating more water, you could say, well, it's supposed to be a state thing, which I think is fair. But, you also look at all the garbage they're spending money on. That would actually be something useful. So if you're gonna spend the money, you might as well spend it on something that would actually help, 40 million people.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. His latest column, "The Biden Who Stole Christmas." You got to read this. It is fascinating. Also, with Kamala Harris here, it's probably a good time, nearly 10 months into her reign as vice president. How's she done? She was supposed to be in charge of immigration. That has gotten all screwed. Everything she's touched seemingly has gotten screwed up. How do you grade her out 10 months in?
It's very forgettable, which I think is generally what you think of as the vice president. You don't really think of it. And, it's so funny because, Biden's made a big show of, oh, it's the Biden-Harris administration, and basically promoting her as the next president. And then he dumps immigration in her lap, and it's like there's no good answer there aside from going back to the Trump policies, which the Biden administration isn't going to do. And so it's been really kind of an odd framing of her as vice president. He handed her these kind of no-win issues. And then guess what? She didn't win on them. The border is a complete disaster. And, the only hope is that, a federal judge is going to make the Biden administration return to some Trump policies like the Remain in Mexico situation. So I don't think it's helped her political career. But in terms of responsibility, I certainly, you've got to stick it with Joe Biden, not the vice president.
And again, the president has given her some plum assignments. I mean, the immigration thing is something that, gosh, if you could improve that, if you could stop the flow coming across our borders, they'd be having parades for you.
Well, the problem is that the Democrats don't want illegal immigration to stop, right? I mean, they want tons of people coming here because they think they can convert those people into Democratic voters someday. But the American public does not want that. Illegal immigration is a low spot in the polling for the Biden administration. I think there's this assumption among Democrats sometimes that, Hispanics are just, 95% want just, this mass immigration. And it's just not true. I think there's wide support for legal, orderly immigration. But if you're a low income person and you're importing 2 million low-skilled illegal immigrants, that hurts you in the pocketbook. I mean, that's not a good policy. And so Kamala, Vice President Harris, is really trapped between these two factions of, she can't do what works because that's the Trump policy, but doing what the Democrats want is unpopular, and it's a bad bind for her politically to be in, and it's hurting the country, obviously, too.
More with Victor Jakes. We'll talk about the passing of General Colin Powell and his legacy, not only as a military man, and Victor, of course, has served honorably, but also politically. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Fred Simon. I'm running for Nevada governor. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a physician, an MD, a practicing trauma surgeon. So yes, I recognize an emergency when I see it. And our state is in trouble. From COVID, economic problems, forced vaccine threats, mail-in ballot schemes, and a surge of illegal immigration, an invasion. And it's all been made worse by mindless politicians. Here we are in 2021, and we seem to be stuck with electing people that promise us one thing and then do the opposite. I'm a doctor. I have never been a politician, so I don't know how to make excuses and lie like the worst of that breed. Please help me become Nevada governor, and together we'll stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We are moving noon to 3 beginning Monday, November the 1st. I hope you'll be with us for that. And we have a special announcement coming up in a week or so about who's going to replace me in the 3 and the 6 slot. It's going to be amazing. You're not going to believe it. How did this radio station do it? I don't know, but it's amazing. Victor Jake's joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He'll be moving with us noon to 3 beginning Monday, November the 1st. And let me ask you about General Colin Powell's passing. You, of course, served honorably in the armed forces of the United States. Your thoughts on the passing of this? I think he's a military hero. I didn't always agree with his politics, but I think from a military standpoint, the guy was pretty good.
Well, he is a military hero. I mean, he accomplished a lot, obviously. He's a four-star general, led the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Obviously, his role in the Persian Gulf War is an incredible man of integrity and bravery. He's an American hero.
I'm curious. He talked about being a reluctant warrior. Can you talk about that? It seems different. Generals, and they control the armed forces, and they control the military, and yet they're not warmongers. They are people who are reluctant to go to war. Can you explain that dichotomy that we seem to deal with in this country?
Yeah, I think war is a horrible thing. I mean, I think the people who have experienced combat, and I'm not among those people, but I think they would be the first to say that, is that no one wants this. It's just that the alternative of losing our freedoms, of being threatened by terrorists, is worse. And so it speaks to the valor and the courage of those who have served in armed combat, that they're willing to go through such a horrible thing for the rest of us. And we owe them our thanks and our gratitude, and we certainly owe that to General Powell, Secretary of State. Powell, I mean, what an accomplished man, what a brave man, and what a right perspective on warfare.
I'm curious what it is like. I did not serve. But I'm curious what you think, and was there a lot of scuttlebutt, a lot of talk within the ranks about generals and higher-ups in the military, because they influence your lives and your livelihoods. Does that get talked about much in the military?
Not really, at least not with me. I mean, usually the person you're most concerned about is your first sergeant, or maybe your commander is probably a captain. And that's who you work with, and that's who you take orders from. And obviously, generals have huge roles, but they're much more at a kind of a strategic, big picture level. And I don't think most soldiers think about generals, that much at all. They may know who the general is in their chain of command; they may not. Colin Powell kind of transcended that as a leader and as a national figure. But for the most part, no, I don't think Even a colonel, I think most soldiers would not really identify with.
Did you rub elbows with any military royalty?